Warning. If you're offended by the following words, then you can fuck off. This is Smack Mouth Podcast, where we deserve a smack in the mouth after everything we say. The number one DIY podcast starts.
What is up, podcast world? I hijacked the beginning of the show.
You fucking dick.
This is Eli, the podcast guy. As always, in the studio with me is Mickey Mouth.
Yeah, what's up, man? How's it going?
What's up, dude? You didn't know that I was going to do that.
You totally fucked me on that. I loved it.
I saw you take the breath, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got this fool.
Nice. I love it. How's it going, Eli?
Shit, it's another day in paradise.
Gloomy. It has been raining for the last couple days.
Gloomy, cold paradise.
Yeah, and that's all right, though, because it's been balls hot all summer. I'm enjoying this autumn shit.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
It came early this time, too. Yeah. It was like the first day of fall.
You know, it's not going to last. So it's going to be up to 85, 90 again before. We're going to have that Indian summer, so to speak.
I don't know, man. The sun tried to come out yesterday, and the clouds just bitch slapped the fucker.
Yeah,
it was
that's
like,
true.
Go back to sleep, son.
It was gloomy yesterday.
Dude, the clouds were crazy. Were you able to see the clouds?
Like how it was refracted, like rainbow looking?
Yeah, and then they were like swirling back and forth. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
It was just the movement of the, you know, the jet stream, I suppose, that we're seeing with all that water fractalizing the moonlight.
I read on Facebook that the East Coast is going to get like 7 inches of rain in some parts over the next few days.
That's torrential.
Yeah. But we were only supposed to get like 1.5 inches. We've got that easily.
Oh, yeah. I would say we probably got 3 over the last couple days.
I would think so. We've had that Seattle misty rain.
It's really been nice, though. I mean, my onions are looking good. I got the dirt's easy to work. I'm going to start tearing some shit up Monday. I'm going to make a garden.
Yeah.
Get my fall garden going.
Have you noticed how misty it's been?
Very misty, yeah.
Like a haze almost.
Almost feels like a horror movie. The fog.
Yeah. My morning jogs lately have been like, is somebody
Are you coming back? Are you coming home all drenched, but it's not sweat? It's just fucking condensation, dude.
Yeah, it's weird.
Running through clouds. That's what fog is. It's just a dense cloud that's too heavy, basically, to float up.
It's crazy, man. Like
all that atmospheric pressure pushes that shit down, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I'm a meteorologist, but...
So my girlfriend's landlord was out running yesterday.
You run into him?
Her. And it was funny because, like, she was in front of my house, and I start running. And then I know she heard me behind her, so she, like, crossed the street. She probably thought I was, like, coming to get her ass.
Oh, my God, there's somebody running behind me.
I started laughing to myself.
Oh, my God, I better run on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
It's funny. People get judgmatic real quick.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Especially if you're a woman nowadays.
Oh, right. Dude. Well, I mean, in downtown Macon area, I don't blame a woman for wanting to run away from some dude running up behind her. But
have you been paying attention to anything lately where, like, rape has now got, like, a whole new meaning?
No.
Okay, well, so, like, now anything can be rape. Mm-hmm. They're saying, like, even consensual sex could be rape.
Now, how, like, is that? Because she changed her mind and regrets it and didn't want to do it after all?
I guess so. Or, like if you're a really handsome dude that's wealthy and stuff,
right?
Then you're raping a woman because she can't resist herself around you.
What? Give me a break.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I mean, Bill Cosby, he freaking roofied people. It's not like they were pulling their panties off for
him.
Oh, I'm so brainwashed by you. You're rich and you're funny. Oh, my God, Bill Cosby. No, he was throwing freaking roofies in their drinks.
But now consensual sex is rape. So here's my question.
That doesn't make sense. I'm going to have to look into that.
Is it rape if you're just hanging out and then, like, some girl puts her hand down your pants and starts jacking you off right then and there, and then you take her home? Like, is that rape?
If it's unwanted.
Like, so that's what I don't understand.
Like, I mean, that would be on the, I think, sexual abuse if you were like, no, that's, I mean, how would you classify rape as, like, sexing, right?
I guess so. But, I mean, so by today's standards, they're saying that, like, you've raped that girl because you're good looking. She couldn't stop herself.
I don't buy that. I don't. Where did that study come from?
It's out there.
I don't like it. I think rape is, you know, forcefully
having
sex with somebody.
What you think it is.
Right.
What it sounds like. Jet. Rape.
Rape.
Yeah.
Blow the whistle.
Fucking.
Yeah. But, F that. That's a stupid thing to me. What else is up? on with the new subject. I don't want to talk about rape all
the whole podcast. Right? Hey man, I'm just testing everybody.
I know you like to test people, push their buttons.
Yeah, but for real.
Whatever.
So let's see.
Oh, work. Hey, wait, we should hit people with our links, of course. Yeah, we got shafted links. On YouTube. Nobody checked us out on YouTube. We had like fucking 30 views. So that sucks over the week. Compared to the week before where we had 110 by the time we redid our next episode.
I think
episode.
All together we were up to about 50 something through Podomatic, SoundCloud, and YouTube.
Yeah. Well, you want to check us out online. You can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/smackmouthpodcast. You can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/smackmouthpod.
Facebook.com/smackmouth. You can search for us. Did you say SoundCloud?
I did not.
Search for SmackMouth Podcast on SoundCloud. Get the app.
Yeah, or you want to shoot us an email, become a guest on the show. We like to interact with you. Feel free to drop us some feedback. You like us, you hate us. We don't give a fuck. We just want to know what you think.
I'll read that shit.
Yeah, we'll read it live on the show. So, and we'll show you, throw you a shout out. If you follow us, we follow you back on Twitter. You want to find us on Podomatic, which is a cool little app you can get on your phone. Our podcasts are usually an hour long, but with Podomatic on the app, you can listen to it in chipmunk mode. So, I mean, you can like one speed, regular speed. You can go times two, times three. I think it goes up to times four. So by the time you're on times four, it's hard to fucking hear what the hell we're talking about. But like times two, you can listen to it in half the amount of time. And yeah, it sounds a little bit, you know, compressed, but it sounds pretty decent. You can save a lot of bandwidth, and you can listen to us right there on the app.
Get a good little laugh.
Yeah.
and I'm kind of understanding the apps don't kill your data. I said that last week, but
yeah. It's good to hear your voice.
I know.
It's nice to hear you're back to normal. Happy.
You know what sucks? I got it back like the next day.
Oh, really?
I got it back on Monday. Man. Yeah, I was like, fuck.
That sucks.
What a time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think maybe we should start aiming at shooting for Saturday to record the show if we can do that freely, like even if it's Saturday evening.
I think that's one reason, something that went bad on YouTube.
Yeah, we didn't have enough time.
It got up so late Sunday that, you know.
Well, when I was rendering the video down, it gave me a black screen when it was rendered, so my intro and my logo wasn't swashing around there. So I had to re-render. Then I went to upload to YouTube and saw that it was a black screen upload, and I was like, fuck, so I had to re-upload it.
Yeah.
So by the time it was online, it was midnight, which was Monday morning.
And then we gave everybody an extra couple minutes of us. Oh, that was a good show, man.
I edited that out. I chopped it, so whatever, you know. It happens, but like I said, you know, and I continue to say, if you're subscribing on YouTube and you're not checking out our videos, come on, just spend 1 minute fucking watching it, and it'll give us a view. We've got 390 or 330-some subscribers.
And I guarantee you that 1 minute will intrigue you enough.
Yeah,
for the
you'll
next
stick
59.
Around.
Yeah,
you'll stick around. But I tell you, you should check it out. If you're not checking it out and you're subscribed, why even bother subscribing? Just because it doesn't show up when you come to our channel. It doesn't say we have this many subscribers, because I turned that off. I don't give a shit. I just want people to start checking out our shit when they are posted. And if they're subscribing and not doing that, they're just assholes.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what we missed this week that would have been pretty cool to, like, drop a little 15-minute long segment on some people?
No, what?
We missed podcast day.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I posted that. I just missed it, but I posted with a hashtag and shit, you know, on Twitter, National Podcast Day, which was cool. You know, didn't give us any bonuses, though. No extra checks. So.
Oh, well. You know, sometimes you miss, man.
Whatever.
It's one of those things.
But it was a good damn episode. So you fuckers, go back and listen to episode number 7. And we'll wait.
Okay, yeah,
go click. Fuck you. Stop right now listening to this one. Go back and listen to 7.
And then restart this one.
Exactly.
It's really weird to say that because we don't do this live. We just record it.
But we record it like it's live.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, shit, we don't sit here and put post-production into it.
No.
We push the play on the sound beds. We add all this stuff in live in real time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's recorded live.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty much.
It's just not streaming.
All we do is edit, delete things. And
yeah, if there's a glitch and we stop recording, then we'll start from that glitch and just pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
It's real simple, you know. To record this way, so much time consumption goes into post-production when you're piecing audio files together. This is the way to do it,
and
man.
While you know, while I would like to have a video feed eventually,
but that could all just be streamed right through here, recording us in the studio. Meanwhile, all the other audio interfaces are working just fine.
I have way feel like that's going to cause us more technical issues though too, because that's just our luck.
I don't. Yeah, it might, being that we'd be using more CPU recording the you know, the webcast.
Yeah. Or
the
it's worth it though. Maybe if we start making some sort of monetary.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, ad revenue or whatever. We can just afford an awesome computer that won't ever do that.
I know, yeah, but that's going to take a while at the way rate's going right now. Because, I mean, shit, we're sitting
fucking
here.
Fucking 20-something views on YouTube.
Fucking
bastards.
Ridiculous.
Fucking idiots in the world.
But, yeah. In the news, did you see anything about Donald Trump lately?
You know, I've kept a ear out for it. But, I mean, my thing is like... I'll take Donald Trump over Hillary.
Yeah. But I'd take Bernie Sanders over all of them.
I don't... That's the problem, dude. He's a self-proclaimed socialist. So, not and while everybody's like, feel the burn, let's suck Bernie Sanders' dick, he's kind of lying about some shit. And, like, if you go through history and you look at socialism, you're going to know he's lying. Because he talks about raising taxes, and I've gotten into... a couple of debates on Facebook.
He's
about
not
this.
Talking about raising taxes on the middle class.
Wrong.
He was only pointing at the corporate tax.
He is, but if you look at how socialism works, you look at Australia, you look at Canada, everybody pays higher taxes. That's what pays for the free schooling and the free health care.
Right.
So he can say that it's just for corporations and like the top tier of people that make money in the United States, but he's actually talking about all of us. And that was the Facebook debate that I kind of got into. Ah. As always, you know, I debate in a cordial fashion. I don't call anybody a fucker.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, a debate is a debate.
Right. And opinions are meant to be heard in a debate, you know?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Like, what would you do? What do you think the solution would be? You
exactly.
Know? I mean, when it comes down to, oh, you're just stupid for thinking something like that, that's not a fucking rebuttal. That's just a closed-minded, narrow, dumb answer.
I say what I have to say. I look at what you have to say. If you make a good point, I will point out the good point that you made.
Yeah, well, you know, Trump, he is the self-proclaimed most interesting man in the world. Check this out. I found this little clip from him. This is kind of entertaining. Yeah, it's over on the web. I'm sure you can find some excerpts on YouTube, too. So here it is. Check this out. Donald Trump.
So I'm number one on leadership. I'm number one on the economy. Number one in job creation. I'm number one in all these categories.
In his past life, he was himself. He gave his father a talk. Your guess is as good as his. On second thought, no, it's not. It has never been his bad. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most irritating man in the world.
If I'm so high in all these categories, why do we even have to have an election, right? Why? Why? I'm really rich.
Love it. Donald Trump's got my vote, I gotta say. He really, I mean, he's got some really good, to the basics, simple solutions for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to overthink everything, and not everything needs a fucking pork barrel.
Well, he's got everybody's attention, and this early on, that's what you want.
Right, and...
You know... He's teaching us Americans that if we're going to flush the country down the drain, we're going to do it with a stick of dynamite.
So. He's got me hooked. I can't get enough of what he has to say because he's so real and he's not sugarcoating anything at all.
I mean, if nothing else, he's got someone like me who doesn't even keep up with a lot of this stuff.
Right.
Until like the end.
Right.
You know, he's got me interested.
Yeah.
You know. So, I mean, like, some of the other stuff I can do without. But he's managed to get everybody's attention.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing exactly what every other podcast and every other radio show is doing. We're talking about fucking Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, that's what he wants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for him. Like,
he's got the buzz going on. And as far as Hillary goes, man.
Hillary's a fake.
And she's a mess. She's a mess.
She's on tabloids now saying that the doctors say she has 6 months to live.
Oh, wow.
I saw that at Walmart the other day. I was like...
Which tabloid was it? World News Weekly?
It's probably like The Inquirer or whatever.
Inquirer is fake, but World News Weekly is pretty awesome.
Yeah. The Inquirer is the Onion of the tabloids.
Right, right.
Dude, I fucking love The Onion.
The Onion's awesome.
Did you see the one that they did about the Pope?
No, not recently.
Saying that the Pope has changed his view on America once he saw how many flavors of Oreos there are to buy.
Speaking of Oreos, dude, that, you know, it's that time of year. They've got, you know, Oreos and pumpkin spice.
Let's fuck a pumpkin.
They've got, yeah. It's pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin flavored blow up doll.
Yeah, everything seems to be, you know, pumpkin spice.
For
coffee, candy, even Oreos, but that might be taking things a little too far. Check this out. Pumpkin spice tuna.
Fall is here, and that means it's time for pumpkin spice. Pancakes, lattes, candles, and now tuna fish. Introducing pumpkin spice tuna. Make your otherwise bland tuna sandwich something special. Start with a can of tuna, add relish, a little mayonnaise, and then toss in a combination of cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and clove. Pumpkin spice tuna. And coming soon, pumpkin spice onion rings, pumpkin spice wasabi, and pumpkin spice sauerkraut. New from Overenthusiastic Seasons.
Tis the season.
Fall is...
Tis the season.
Pumpkin everything.
Pumpkin everything. I wonder if we could get, like, pumpkin-flavored rubbers.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice for the, you know, for the festive.
I wonder when they're going to start making basic bitch-flavored things. Because when I think of pumpkin, that's what I think about.
Basic bitches.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, you bitch. Especially if you see this pretty boy order it with spiked hair and freaking skinny jeans.
My fucking roommate has a arrow tattooed on her forearm.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had been gone for a while. I guess she's technically not my roommate, but she hangs out a while.
Right.
But so I asked her because a couple of people that she works with have that same tattoo, right?
Mm.
So I'm like, does that tattoo mean something? I've seen some people out at Geico with that same tattoo. She's like, no, I'm just a basic bitch. Mm-hmm. I started laughing so hard.
That's funny.
Basic bitches.
New term. It's just basic bitch.
They need to make that.
Oh, dude, you guys should see this painting. I just turned my head and happened to catch it. I hung it on the wall. Eli, the podcast guy, is an artiste. We're going to post a picture of this bitch on the Twitter and on the Facebook page. He painted a killer picture. It's a painting, not a picture. You know what I mean? He's an artist. This thing looks great. Kind of in a psychedelic manner. That's how I would explain it. Psychedelic art.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's very cool. Shades of colors, shapes, geometrical. It's very neat.
I've gotten to where, like, I just want to paint every color of the rainbow and put some shapes and shit in there. So
that looks great. And so I bought it from him. Yeah. Hell yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks for the art, man.
Rent money.
Rent money. Yeah, so check his art out. Maybe you can put in a request for something. He'd be happy to paint something for you for a fee, of course.
I'm on Instagram under Eli the Wolf. You can just check that out. And I think I'm Eli Rules on Twitter. I don't do a whole lot except for promote the podcast on the Twitter. But if I get some followers and shit, wink. You know, I'll put some art up there.
Yeah, so
you
know? Once you're over there on Twitter following at SmackMouthPod, follow at Eli Rules too, because he's a pretty cool guy. As you haven't already, if you haven't already guessed that, because we're hanging out here.
I try.
I don't hang around with dipshits, and, you know, we hang out every weekend, so.
Fucking assholes in the world, dude. Like, maybe it's just because I'm getting older.
Yeah?
I think I probably have, like, people that I can count on two hands that I actually care to be around anymore.
I feel you. Yeah.
Like, the hermit life is starting to look really good.
You know, I like people, like, if I'm in a socializing mood, but for the most part, I like, you know, Monday through Thursday, I want to be home, you know?
Yeah.
On Friday and Saturday, I like to get out of the house. I like to get out and meet people and have fun, but I don't care to be out and about on Thursday or fucking trivia on Wednesdays. Yeah. You know, I got a wife. We want to hang out and spend some time together. I mean, she works. I work. So
we go play darts twice a week. And as soon as both of us are out of the tournament, it's bye.
Right.
We're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not drinking right now. So it's like, I've really, other than darts, I don't have any reason to go out. We've gotten to where Fridays we cook for our friends.
Oh, that's cool.
And we invite them over and, like, we'll paint or whatever, watch a movie. And,
right on.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm getting to where, like, I would like my house to be the house from that 70s show where people just come over.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's about where I'm at.
That's cool.
You know, I like.
It's nice to have friends that come over and hang out. You know?
Yeah. Especially if they're the ones you care to be around.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. I suppose you want to start the podcast?
Or before we get into odd news, let's listen to the bear clip.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. Did you guys happen to come across a video of a chick on YouTube, her kayak getting mauled by a bear?
Because she's pepper sprayed the bear?
No, that happened during, didn't it?
Yeah, well, see, the bear left it alone, and then she pepper sprayed it, and the bear's like, fuck you,
I didn't catch that part. That's funny
as
hell.
That's the one I saw. The bear's, like, walking towards her, and she's, like, thanking him, you're not going to get my kayak or whatever.
That's funny.
But now I'm going to pepper spray you because I'm a cunt.
Right.
Oh, while you look that up, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
So, trash day is Friday. No, Thursday. Yeah. Okay. Trash day is Thursday. So, on Wednesday, you want to take your trash cans to the road, right?
Right.
Well, my girlfriend's trash cans are split up between, like, three apartments, and a lot of trash is generated out of that house over there. So,
right.
You know, I take her trash to the road or whatever, and I put it down there. Well, this bitch in the White House in front of me does not like my girlfriend's trash in front of her house, which is where it's supposed to be, on the curb.
Right.
So, we leave, and I'm like, where the fuck are your trash cans, babe? This cunt moved my girlfriend's trash like half a block away.
Jesus, what the fuck's the point of that? I mean, it's all supposed to sit on the sidewalk right there in front of the place.
It's for a night and a morning.
Right, and by fucking 2 p.m. the next day, they're brought back down the alley.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, that's a historical site down there. There's never trash down there.
Right.
You know, they don't put trash in front of it. That's a fine.
Mm-hmm.
It
would
have been a fine from the Historic Society. So, I know the fucking trash people the next day. Like, I ended up just putting her trash in front of my house.
Right.
So, like, I know those trash people were like, we've never seen fucking six trash cans, you know, in front of this house.
Right.
Even funnier, now that I'm thinking about it, so as soon as the trash comes and goes, I take all the trash cans back to where they go, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Dungeon Witch put up a sign on the front door saying, whoever handled the trash receptacles, thank you. And I was like, you said receptacle. And even funnier, I wanted to, like, pull it down and draw a silhouette of Batman on it and be like, it was me, the bat.
That'd be funny. Well, it's a good thing we don't have black bears in downtown Macon, Georgia, or they'd have been all up in those six garbage bins piled up one another.
Right. You mean six garbage receptacles.
Receptacles. Yeah. Speaking of black bears, because that's what we were waiting to find. Check this out. This is this chick in Alaska. Her kayak got mauled by a bear. Well, funny. We're going to play the audio. Check the video out. You can play search for bear gnaws on Delta 15 kayak in Alaska, and you can watch it for yourself. The audio is funny enough.
Yeah.
But the video is pretty hilarious, too.
Thank you for leaving my kayak alone.
Oh, yeah. The bear did not fuck with the kayak at first.
I'm going to pepper spray you in the face. To you.
Why just pepper spray him for no reason? You dumb bitch.
Yes, the bear got too close.
Yeah.
Thank you for not fucking my shit up. Now here's your
a
present.
A blast of pepper spray for you.
The bear's like,
go
you
away.
Fucking cunt.
No! Get away from the kayak!
I would have if you wouldn't have sprayed me in the face with that hot shit,
that
bitch.
Come here.
Come here.
Come on.
So I can spray you again.
Yeah.
Stop it, bear! Stop it!
The bear
Why
has a
are
name.
You doing that?
Bear.
Why are you breaking my kayak? Why are you breaking my kayak? What am I gonna do? Why are you breaking my kayak? Stop it! Bear, stop that! Stop that, bear!
I tell you, he's pissed
bear,
off at her.
Stop.
He's pissed at her because
her voice. Would you not break her kayak?
Yeah, I'd break her kayak just for spraying
Please
me with pepper spray.
Stop.
She sounds like she's a fucking shrew. Now the bear's going to drag
stop,
it
bear.
To hell.
It's the end of September. Why are you here? You're supposed to be asleep. Why are you here?
Bitch.
Oh,
bears
bear,
only hibernate for three
bear,
months in the winter.
Stop that.
September is
stop
not winter.
That.
He needs
bear,
some food
that.
For his belly.
Bear!
Eating the
bear,
pack.
Stop that. Bear, stop that. Bear, stop that. Please stop that.
my God, please
stop
turn this off.
No.
Good God, her voice.
Stop breaking my fingers.
It's about a 4.
There! Yeah. Please stop breaking my fingers.
3.5. She's just frantic.
Bear, please stop. Please stop, Bear. Bear,
yeah.
Please stop.
Kick it. Kick it, Bear.
Please stop that, Bear.
The bear's got this kayak turned upside down
Bear,
now. It's ripped. The insides are ripped right out.
Spray you. Please stop.
I don't want to spray
Bear.
You.
Bear. 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 Bear, please stop.
She's like a broken fucking record.
You know, maybe if she called the bear by his name.
Yeah. Come on, Yogi, leave my fucking canoe alone. I'll give you a picnic basket.
Yeah, fucking bitch, dude.
Bitch.
Let's get into some odd news.
Odd news it is, man. What do you got on the agenda first? Let's see. We want to do this.
Smack Mouth Podcast. Smack Mouth Podcast.
Ku Klux Klan leader busted having sex with black male prostitute.
Oh, really? That's kind of contradictory.
Oh, yeah. You know, this came up under, after I had found the story. I found it first, of course.
Of course.
But Facebook had oh, yeah, that's a solid 9.
No, it's only an 8.
You think? Yeah. I was going to say 8.
That first one was about a 2.5.
Well, shit, I'm like not even registering wherever.
Yeah, right? Not even close.
But apparently this guy's been arrested before because there's lots and mugshots of this dude.
Oh, yeah?
So let's see. And what can only be called ironic justice, KKK leader Frazier Glenn Miller, the same man who killed 3 people at a Jewish community center a few weeks ago, was busted. Wait.
Huh?
Why was he out on the street?
I don't know. Bail? But that... What the fuck?
That stopped me in my tracks, dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, was busted while having sex with a black male prostitute in the backseat of a car. Miller, who told an investigator he had lured the prostitute for the purpose of beating him up, was caught with his pants down engaging.
It was a dude?
Yeah, it was a dude.
That's even funnier.
He was caught with his pants down engaging in acts that were too graphic to be described by authorities.
You know, those guys hate blacks, they hate Jews, they hate yellows, they hate gays.
Yeah.
I mean, and yet he's got a black gay prostitute in his car.
I don't even call this ironic justice. I call this hilarious hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking funny, dude. Miller is reported to have a lengthy and complex history with the law dating back to the 1980s. His involvement with the White Nationalist Party and the KKK has landed him in plenty of trouble with the FBI, who eventually cut a deal with Miller in exchange for his ratting out of his fellow party members. So I guess that's why he was on the street.
He snitched. Snitches get stitches.
He's a rat.
Fucking bitch.
Dirty rat.
You rat bastard.
Oh, and then in the bitch move, he then entered a witness protection program after participating with law enforcement to catch other white nationalists.
No. Nice. Dude, well, you know, that's okay with me. Really, that's okay with me. If you're going to be a bitch snitch, at least he's snitching on white supremacists and KKK members.
Yeah, that is true. You know. But you know what? He's not going to have any friends in fucking jail.
Oh, yeah, he will? No, what are you talking about?
The black folks aren't going to rep him. The KKK and the Nazi party people, they're not going to rep
him.
On
his head, actually.
Oh, dude. They're
well,
gonna...
do they know? They obviously know that.
Oh, yeah. They know who he is.
But he's in witness protection.
But it was this incident in the back of a car that shocked investigators the most. An official commenting on the case declined to give exact details of what police found Grand Dragon KKK member Miller doing when he got busted having sex with a black male prostitute, but described the activities as salacious and shocking.
Oh, you know. Man.
So I wonder who was sucking whose dick.
I don't really
That's
care.
That's what I want to know.
You think that the KKK member is playing bitch or butch?
I bet he was playing bitch, dude. Like that. Yeah.
He's the receiver.
Give me that Chico stick, Negro. You know that's what he was saying.
Yeah. I got this cross here, but I'm not going to strap you to it. I'm going to strap it on.
Oh, shit, man. It's fucking crazy, dude. Let's talk about some shit that's funny. You know, I laughed about that when I first saw it.
What, that cross? That,
the gay story? Yeah. I laughed about it, but now I'm kind of like weirded out.
It is fucked up, though.
It is.
I mean, it's fucked up. Pretty much everything we talk about on the show is a little bit fucked up, but that's just a little bit on a higher level of fuckedness.
Yeah, it's just strange.
Yeah. It's like up there with the level of that fucking guy from Florida who ripped his chick's guts out through her puss.
Do you think it's like a psychological issue? Like, what was he trying? You think he was trying to prove something to himself? Like
prove like, he's not gay?
Or
maybe he's one of those people who've been a closet case all his life.
Or maybe he was like, maybe black people aren't so bad. Let me fuck one.
Yeah, but a guy.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's weird.
I mean, maybe he is gay, but he's racist, and he couldn't find a white male prostitute.
I guess not. Dude maybe. Was kind of ugly. I wouldn't fuck him.
I'm glad to know.
So I'm gonna hand this over to you. All right.
What are we looking at? Mail-eating monkey swings from street sign, pulls molding from police car. Oh my god.
Mail, M-A-I-L, not
male mail eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a man eating, but mail eating.
There you go.
In Sanford, Florida, police said officers responding to a report of a monkey raiding a resident's mailbox for papery snacks used a bottle of water to distract the Samian. The Sanford Police Department said in a Facebook post, officers responded to a resident's home in the Hidden Lakes subdivision shortly after 8 a.m. Monday on a report of a monkey sitting atop a resident's mailbox eating their letters. That little bastard.
Yeah, he was looking for a welfare check.
Yeah. Officers arrived to find the monkey climbing on a street sign and swinging it back and forth. The Facebook post said the monkey then decided to pull off the molding from one of the patrol cars. There's videos on the Facebook post too. It's pretty funny. Police say they were able to distract the monkey later and identified it as a pet named Zeke. With a plastic water bottle, they distracted it. I don't know if they squirted it with the plastic water bottle or if they gave him a full bottle of water to just play with.
What if they threw it at him? Yeah. Monkey, don't eat the letters, monkey.
Here.
Monkey. I don't want to pepper spray you again, monkey.
Zeke was released into custody of his owner shortly after they responded to the call. So that's funny stuff. Cute little monkey sitting on top of the mailbox. There's pictures on the post. This came from UPI.com. We'll post the links, of course, in the YouTube description, in the SoundCloud description, in the Podomatic description.
Yada, yada.
You know, all you have to do is look at the fucking post in order to get to these links. So click the fucking post, get to these links, check out our stories we're talking about, drop us your comments on them. We'd love to hear it. Just post a comment on the YouTube video.
It's proof that monkeys are awesome.
Monkeys are awesome.
And
what do you think about the stoned ape theory? Do you know the stoned ape theory?
Yes, I dig it.
Why don't we explain it to anybody out here who doesn't know in podcast land about the stoned ape theory?
Well, let's do it. Do you want to start at the beginning?
Sure.
Okay.
Back in caveman days, basically, before caveman, when man was walking with his hands on the ground.
Yes.
We were still, you know, ape cousins. This is the theory. This is not necessarily what I buy.
And notice he said cousins. Do not fucking call us evolutionists, because in that way, I don't know what I believe.
I believe nothing of the sort that we came from monkeys, honestly.
Yeah. Now,
otherwise, we could fuck a monkey and have a baby with it.
Because Darwin didn't even say we come from monkeys. He said that man was an ape-like creature.
Sure.
He never said that we came from fucking monkeys.
Okay. But, I mean, to the stoned ape theory, Homo erectus is walking around with his hands on the ground, you know, arched back, squatting to piss and all that shit, you know. Then maybe one day walks across a little mushroom, happens to be in the forest floor, and eats it. And all of a sudden, his pupils get big, and he starts using his brain powers that he's never used before, and seeing things in a different perspective, and having ideas, and intelligent thoughts, and, you know, philosophy. So that's
how to use tools.
Like, hey, there's a stick here, and there's an ant hill here, or a fucking termite hill here. I'm going to take this stick and shove it down there. It'd be easier for me to get them to crawl on the stick than it would be to dig through the sand. Let's stick the stick down here and see what happens. Food. And then they get fat because they learn how to eat with
and
tools.
As time goes on, more and more mushrooms,
more and more ideas,
more and more brain expansion,
more and more creation, more and more philosophy, more and more intelligent thought.
Then we have fire and the wheel, and, you know,
and
the rest
so
is
on.
History and so on and so forth until here we are making a podcast and you guys are listening to it, knowing that
these chips all wouldn't be here if it weren't for that magic mushroom that caveman ate
exactly
fucking 4 million years ago.
Lots of pictures that you can Google of the mushroom being portrayed in
ancient religions.
Yeah, ancient religions, and even Christianity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, our entire Christmas ritual is based on
the
mushrooms.
Red, the red and white mushrooms.
Yeah, the Anna Mosquita.
Yeah, Amanita.
Anna Mosquita.
Amanita muscaria.
Da-ba-da-ba-da.
Yeah, but it's the also known as the fly agaric or agaric.
Yeah,
mushroom. It's the pretty Alice in Wonderland one that's also very poisonous.
It's the red and white one that's on the Incubus album.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
Fungus
those are,
Among Us.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are red and white, just like Santa Claus.
Reindeers used to eat them and then, you know, wander around acting like they were flying and shit.
Exactly. The shamans and stuff back in the day used to pick their mushrooms and hang them from pine trees to dry.
Yeah, and they'd pick them out of the reindeer droppings a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's where they'd grow the most fertile plotches of them. They grow under pine trees and shit like that all over the place if you want to dabble with it, but be careful, they are poisonous.
Yeah, as with anything, believe what you want to fucking believe. But do some research.
Yeah.
You might surprise yourself, you know?
And, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, be careful with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Always.
That's all.
Learn what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, while we're talking on mind-altering
substances.
Thank you, sir. Marijuana falls from the sky, puts hole in Arizona family's carport.
Man, that would suck. Imagine that.
Nogales, Arizona, September 28th.
Police well, that's a little border town, isn't it?
Yeah, that's okay. Going to be right there on the border.
Gotcha.
Know? Police in Arizona said a 24-pound bundle of marijuana that crashed to earth outside a family's home likely fell from a plane on its way to make a delivery. Well, duh.
Where else is it going
with
that much pot?
God's not going to be like, hey, family.
Here you go. Drop this right through your carport.
Nah.
No, dude.
Bill and Maya Donnelly said they heard a sound in the early morning hours Tuesday that sounded like monsoon thunder outside their Nogales home, only a few hundred yards from the Mexican border. They discovered later in the day that a bundle of marijuana, I hate that word, marijuana.
I know.
Had apparently fallen from the sky.
But it's Mexican. It's coming from Mexico. Marijuana is a Mexican name
no,
for it.
No. Yeah. Marijuana.
A Mexican
marijuana comes from the fucking propaganda film from the
marijuana.
50s.
Marijuana. I mean, they named it that because they wanted to scare people into thinking
yeah,
this evil, nasty drug
name.
Is coming
it's,
over from Mexico.
It's a fake fucking name.
It was dubbed marijuana.
Had apparently fallen from the sky, punched a hole in their carport, and crushed their dog's unoccupied backyard kennel. When
I'm
I saw
glad
the picture.
Glad the dog wasn't in there sleeping.
I went out to investigate, and sure enough, I looked up to see the hole, and then my eyes chilled down, and that the big dog's house was destroyed.
So was this, how big was the package?
It was 24 pounds.
24 pounds coming out of the sky. That's got to come down with some serious velocity.
Oh, yeah.
Probably come down with the force of, you know, a 500-pound thing.
That would have killed anything.
Oh, yeah.
If it had hit something, you know. I mean, it put a hole in somebody's carport.
I would have probably called the cops when it hit, too, because it was probably just a bunch of Mexican shit swag falling from the sky anyway.
Nogales Police Department investigators told the Donnelly family the bundle, which weighed at 23.8 pounds, likely fell from an ultralight aircraft that crossed the border and dropped one of its packages prematurely. Thank God it didn't land on our house, Bill Donnelly said, or even one of our kids' rooms.
No shit.
Police said the nearly $10,000 package of marijuana caused about $500 worth of property damage.
That was 24 pounds, $10,000. That is shit weed.
You know, yeah. And you know what sucks is they got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Insurance? Maybe. I don't know.
That's homeowner insurance.
Does insurance cover asteroid pot?
Probably. Like, that's natural disaster. I mean, it is a disaster. It's natural occurring. It was out of their hands anyway.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, that's why legalized marijuana across the country, and nobody's going to want that shit coming in from Mexico anyway. It's already
right.
Garbage
that's
pot.
That's swag weed.
Yeah. We freaking grow amazing bud in California and Colorado and all the legal states, even just medical. You know, so give it a rest, legalize it, and kill out the cartel's pot fucking revenue.
Yeah. I mean, because they're the ones that cause the most problems anyway.
Right. And it's going to be a matter of time because look at all the tax money the government is watching roll in from Colorado and Oregon and Washington, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's only in
Alaska. It's all
tax
revenue.
Tax revenue. And they're going to fucking see how much is coming in. These are just experiments. They're letting it go on.
I read where they paid so much in taxes that the government actually gave some back.
I wouldn't doubt it, but they're also talking about legislation where banks can work with pot farmers now.
Yeah, that was a big deal when it first happened. Yeah,
because at first, that was the big thing. A dispensary can't operate, and you can't sell it because you're not paying taxes on it. We don't allow you to pay taxes on this shit.
So now they pay taxes, and then they couldn't put it in the bank.
Right.
Because of federal banks or whatever.
So they put it all in a lockbox until they need a lawyer.
Which is unsafe. Oh, think you sell $10,000 worth of product in a day. Right. The owner of that dispensary has to walk with that somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
You need security. You need security at a place like that.
I mean, you know, we have armored trucks.
In Cali, though, they have, like, security guards that work there.
Yeah, they need to. And which, guess what? That's jobs.
Yeah.
So all this shit with the economy and everything that people want to bitch about, fucking make pot legal. Let me get a bomb-ass job, you know?
Right. You know, I mean, whether it's farming or, you know, making medicines or food products or, you know, building materials. Back to the whole thing, you can do anything with it.
Yeah.
You know, so with anything
take,
from
take
the
fibers, all that tax money and pay for scientific research.
Yeah, you know, like, unschedule it as a Schedule One because the government has known since 1974 that cannabis kills cancer cells.
Yeah,
they had a research done at the University of Virginia, and it was showing that cancer cells were dying when they injected it into a tumor.
So
that's why they patented all of the THC and CBDs, but they can't let us have it legally free to grow because they can't make money on it.
I just realized that you sent me a link that makes me want to facepalm, dude.
What?
Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Did you see that?
The black helicopters guy.
Yeah, did you see this?
Yeah, I'm going to let you read it because you sent me this.
It's his latest little conspiracy about the Oregon, the mass shooting in Oregon. So fucking far-fetched. I don't know what to think about this, but, you know, media does change a lot. They make a lot of shit up.
They do, but when it comes from Alex Jones, man, like,
he shines a lot on a light on a lot of shit.
Black helicopters, Mickey,
still shines a light on a lot of shit. You know? And he gets people thinking and talking.
I don't, you know, I don't watch CNN, but you know, I don't get my news from CNN.
I don't have cable, you know, so I don't watch CNN much either. I'll see clips.
Your
online.
Antenna has CNN on it.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it's got a CNN affiliate.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Huh? No, well, just CBS, okay. NBC, ABC network.
Cool.
But, all right. According to Gateway Pundit and Conservative Treehouse, CNN altered a photo of Chris Harper Mercer, the Oregon shooter, to make him look white. On this article, we're going to post online at our website, it says on the left is a selfie of Chris Mercer uploaded to his social media. On the right is the picture that CNN presented in the same selfie in the broadcast stories about him. Why did CNN present this guy as white? They changed his color complexion for their broadcast. CNN also did not show photos of Mercer's mother, who is black. The reason CNN altered the photo is obvious, says this article. The race of Mercer does not fit the narrative that only white males and thus white supremacists can be mass shooters. A black male shooter is incompatible with the racist Black Lives Matter class warfare agenda pushed by the liberal establishment and its propaganda media. On Friday, CNN correspondent Pamela Brown cited writings allegedly penned by Mercer where he rambled about his hatred towards black men, thus portraying him as a racist or possibly a white supremacist. The Los Angeles Times also portrayed Mercer as a white supremacist. Here's a quote from the Times. It says, a federal law enforcement source familiar with the investigation said, though the authorities had obtained some of Harper's writings, as well as a note left behind, suggested that he supported white supremacist cause and opposed organized religion. And that's an excerpt from the fucking government, or the, who was that said that?
Do you remember, like, a couple years ago, the guy that
Los Angeles Times said that,
the guy that was like ex-military and he killed some cops and then held up in this cabin?
Mm-hmm.
That dude was black.
Yeah,
we don't hear about that guy anymore.
Nope.
And that was a big to do because, like, he went against all media things. He called out every liberal fucking agenda and everything that you could think of.
Right.
And his little note that said shit that about why he did what he was doing. So,
right.
I mean.
Yeah. And, you know, but for the most part, there's always something in the aftermath about either pharmaceuticals, you know, being him being mentally unstable and needing to be on drugs,
yeah,
you know, push the propaganda, be on these fucking mind control pills, or, you know, like Obama right away, fucking, oh, I blame the NRA, you know, I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
The NRA, bring them to me. I'll sign anything they bring to me. I want my guns.
Yeah.
I want no fucking gun control. I want anybody who needs one or wants one to be able to have one, because it's population control in itself. Idiots with guns will do stupid things. It's not you. It's not me. It's not the guy next door. It's that idiot who has the gun with fucking head problems.
Yeah.
And if there were, okay, let him fucking blow his head off. Let him fucking go do his thing. That's why it's all like propaganda.
Yeah.
All of it's propaganda. It, you know, all these fuckers that come through, like the guy who shot up the school, that Lanza kid, Adam Lanza.
Yeah.
Fucking empty hollow shell of a person, all skitzed out, and you can see it in the pictures.
Yeah.
And there you go. It's not strict enough gun control. We need to have more. Well, this guy didn't buy them.
Yeah.
He went to his mother's and got them.
Well, the people that want gun control don't really know what gun control actually means.
No shit.
I kind of see a fucking, like, pattern here where people don't actually know what they're talking about. It's these social justice warriors, these fucking Facebook activists. They don't ever know what they're fighting for. Because you know what? Yeah, you may not need an AR-15,
right,
but if you want one,
why can't you have one?
If you're not a felon?
To protect yourself,
yeah,
or to hunt, or to,
if
you
you're
know,
not a
sport,
felon,
shoot.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if you are a felon, I think, depending on the crime, violent crime's okay, no. But any other crime, a fucking accident that put you in prison and gave you a vehicular manslaughter on accident, you know?
Yeah.
You should be able to get a gun and hunt after that. You should be able to have your rights, you know? Certain felons, in my opinion, shouldn't be felons.
Yeah.
You know, like, accidents happen. I think anybody arrested for a drug crime is a nonviolent offender.
Yeah.
Anybody arrested for a drinking crime, you know, nonviolent, unless you're mixing guns and alcohol, that's
yeah,
dangerous and dumb. So, I mean, maybe that has... Look at the police report, you know? Fucking better determine what you're trying to get across. But I do think that... I guess I can see it both ways.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we need to have stricter control on who gets a hold of them.
Stricter
but,
laws, definitely.
Yeah, but
you know?
I don't want anything preventing me from getting a gun. I know that.
Yeah.
Because I love guns, and I'm a shooter, I'm a hunter. I think that they're a lot of fun and they're a very useful tool to have on hand, especially in an emergency situation.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I've been around them all my life since I was a kid. I've been handling them. I know how to handle them responsibly.
Yeah.
You know, I was taught, I took hunter safety. All that shit.
Yeah. I see both sides of the argument. As far as gun control, no. But like, you know, stricter gun laws, yes. You know, better background checks, cool. You
yeah,
know,
right.
If you have a like schizophrenic personality, that
well,
should show up
thing.
On your check.
Yes, it
like,
should. And, you know, here's the thing. I think it does. But the problem is these people who are, you know, sick in the head, they're not going to go and try to buy a gun to use that gun
no,
in a
the,
crime. They're
the
going to get a gun.
The air quotation Sandy Hook shooter.
Right.
He took his mom's guns.
That's,
they weren't even
Adam
his.
Lanza is
and
that
that's,
guy.
And
yeah,
that's more of her problem than his.
Right.
She made it where he could get to him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like some right wing nut job. You know, mm-mm, I'm more of like a libertarian is what I like to say.
Same here.
Fiscally and like constitutionally. Yeah. I'm right wing. Morally and socially, I'm not.
Right.
You know, so I feel like we should all be safe, and gun control takes the safety out of everything, because then
right,
you're a criminal for having a gun. Only criminals will have guns. Well, some of those may not be violent criminals.
Right.
But
look at Europe. Like,
yeah,
you know, London and shit, where there's no guns. You know, you
yeah,
can't have guns. It's
and they
billy
blow,
clubs
yeah,
for the cops, you know? And people are able to sit there and hack fucking heads off in the middle of the street
yeah,
without being able
the
to
biggest
be put
mass
down.
Killing that has ever taken place in history took place in Sweden, and that took a knife.
Right.
You
and
know?
You know what fucking is even more sick is that the police officers here in America, they seem to be chicken shits, most of them. You know, I'm not most, but a lot of them. The ones that are in the media, pulling their guns before they pull their tasers, pulling their tasers before they pull their pepper spray. You know, I mean, and if nothing else, carry a damn shotgun with beanbag loads. Yeah. Don't go for your goddamn pistol and blow a fucking person in the fucking chest.
Especially when they're running away from you.
Or even if they're scuffling with you. Yeah. You afraid to get punched in the nose, you pussy?
Yeah, fuck that,
fuck
dude.
Fuck you.
Throw some fists out there.
Jesus Christ, I hate that shit. You know, fucking police are here to protect and serve us.
Yeah.
Us.
And then there's another problem with society, because you look at these police officers, a lot of them have PTSD. They've been in the military.
Yeah.
So they see, you know.
They're in the shit all of a sudden, you know.
They're in the shit, and all they see is fucking the Iraqi soldiers or whatever.
Fight
or
flight kicks in, yeah.
And so that's the issue with a lot of that shit.
Maybe psych evaluations are a regular part of police academy, though.
Other spectrum, you've got the nerdy kid that got no friends,
and he
never
got
bullied
all in high school.
Yeah, so now he's a cop,
and he's a corrupt fucker.
Yeah, he throws like black kids on the street and fucking stomps their faces in and shit. Like, I mean, the world is a fucked up place, you know. But to immediately say that guns are our number one issue. People get shot every day. Right. You only hear about the mass shootings, and you only hear about them when a white man has done it.
Right.
You know, I'm not Mr. White Privilege at all. I love everyone for the most part, even though there are assholes in the world that get on my fucking nerves.
Of course.
That I would love to strangle.
Yeah.
For the most part, I'm cordial with even the folks that I really can't stand. You know?
Right.
I'm not going to throw some kid to the ground and fucking break his neck.
Yeah.
You know, like all over, you know.
No, I know. I'm not a violent person. I'm pretty passive when it comes to, you know, violence. No, I'm not about it. You know, I'm going to do my best to talk things through. I want to talk it through. I don't want to fucking start blowing, you know, throwing blows. I don't want to fight with you.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is that song?
Read any story about a guy that was defending himself, threw a punch and killed the other guy that he was defending himself against. That guy's in jail now.
Yeah.
You know? Any story. You knock a dude out, he falls over and hits his head on a bar stool and dies. That's manslaughter. That's murder.
Yeah, right.
All because you defended yourself. So if there's ever a way to get out of, like, an altercation in any way...
Make sure you're in the right, and make sure you got a video going.
I've only ever been in a fight when I just couldn't get out of it, you know?
I haven't been in many. I got in a bar fight one time from this asshole, and his buddies jumped me, and I just took the fucking beating because there was fucking seven guys and fucking me.
Seven and, pussies.
Yeah, and I was just fucking sitting there like, fuck you. I didn't give them up. They wanted to know who this guy was that was talking shit. I'm like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then they popped me in the face, and I was, whoa, what the fuck? You better not do that again. Then he popped me again, thinking I'm like going to tell him to stop, and he's going to stop, right? Well, he hit me again, and then I was like dropping my beer, my glasses flew, and I went down to my knee, and he asked me again, what's this fucker's name? I said, fuck you.
Wow.
And he hit me again in the temple, and I was down
for
the count.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, you asshole. You son of a bitch.
You're so fucking tough.
Fucking asshole pussies.
Here's another punch
in the
face.
Thing. If you ever get in a fight, don't fight like a bitch. Fight fair. One-on-one, you know?
And don't fucking get your friends in. I slammed a kid to the ground. Now, one of the fights I have been in was because, you know,
Did his friends get involved?
Fuck yeah.
See,
as soon as I slammed
that
fucker to the ground. But then my friends got involved, and it was a wasteland. So.
Right.
Anyways, let's get off of that.
Hey, what about boobies? Breast cancer awareness.
Oh, yeah. October.
You know? So, check it out in this, I guess, awareness type blast that we get every October, you know.
Yeah.
You get new things brought to light. Well, this guy has been doing some pretty big things with titties. So, Vinnie Myers, he creates 3D nipple tattoos to help breast cancer survivors return to normal.
Nice.
So, that is pretty cool. New Orleans-based tattoo artist Vinnie Myers designs Nats, nipple tats, in 3D for cancer survivors to renew their sense of femininity on a path to recovery. So a tattoo artist in seersucker suit, bow tie, and alligator shoes in New Orleans. He's all hipster, you know. Sitting there, gaining attention of women and surgeons throughout the country, doing 3D tattoos. This guy's a Maryland native. He moved to New Orleans to help women renew their sense of femininity and empowerment post-mastectomy. He teamed up with Dr. Scott Sullivan at the Cancer Center for Restorative Breast Surgery in New Orleans. And they're bringing chicks in left and right, cancer survivors, mastectomies, victims, people that have lost their boobies.
Yeah.
To have their, after they're reconstructed, he tattoos this 3D looking nipple.
Yeah.
And I watched the video on here, and I mean, it's not graphic. It's just, yeah. It's a bare boob, but there's no nipple. So it's not blurred. It came from like the New York Times or something. But he said he never would have thought that he'd be doing what he's doing now. He said, he was just planning on doing tattoos, you know, and being an artist. And then all of a sudden he started doing this and he's done over 2,000 nats a year for the last few years now.
Nice.
People are coming in from all over the place. It's pretty awesome stuff. So if you lose your boobies in a any accident or a mastectomy, go check Vinnie Myers out in New Orleans.
Can you imagine?
Put a 3D nipple on you.
Can you imagine like that situation? So like you get your surgery, you go back for a checkup later, and the doctor's like, well, everything looks good. So he hands you this this business card with this guy, and there's like a skull on it.
Right.
And some tribal
tattoos
and shit.
By Vinnie.
Go see this dude. Yeah.
You want some nipples on this titty, go see Vinnie.
Yeah. The tattoos on the hollow shell of a boob have like gotten pretty big lately. I think it's like once a week I see something on Facebook about like these people who you know, get their boobs tattooed after the surgery and stuff, and you know, they feel good about themselves and stuff.
I mean, it looked like a real nipple after he was done with it. It looked good. You couldn't tell.
Yeah.
So cool.
More power to that guy for helping people out.
Definitely.
Know?
That's cool.
Especially because
he was planning on quitting it, you know, because he was doing nothing but nipple tattoos. And then in like 2006, he got a call from his sister and she told him that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And that kind of made him decide that he, you know, maybe that was a sign that he should stick with doing what he's doing. So, you know, that made him stick with it. And his sister's cool now too.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. What about this one? I got one more little. You want a conspiracy before we do a Florida man?
Yeah, let's do this.
I got a conspiracy for you. Mega tsunami with 1,000-foot wave could wipe out mankind, says Columbia University.
Nice.
Nice, huh?
A tsunami.
Mm-hmm. A tsunami of biblical proportions could be about to wipe us all out. Scientists have discovered that a 1,000-foot wave swept across Earth some 73,000 years ago. The event was caused by the sudden collapse of a volcano on the Cape Verde Islands off West Africa long before there were any coastal cities that might have been flattened by the deluge. But some experts fear similar giant collapse could present a real threat today, especially around volcanic islands. Lead scientist Dr. Ricardo Romano from Columbia University in New York said, "Our point is that flank collapse could happen extremely fast and catastrophically, and therefore are capable of triggering giant tsunamis. They probably don't happen very often, but we need to take this into account when we think about the hazard potential of these kinds of volcanic features." The ancient collapse occurred at Fargo, one of the world's largest and most active island volcanoes that today towers more than 9,000 feet above sea level. An estimated 40 cubic miles of rock fell into the ocean in one go, resulting in a 800-foot high tsunami that engulfed an island more than 30 miles away. So that's a big fucking wave. By comparison, the largest known recent tsunamis, which devastated the Indian Ocean coast in 2004 and Japan in 2011, attained maximum heights of around 100 feet. That's it.
Jesus.
So imagine what an 800-footer would do. Clues left by mega tsunami include boulder-sized delivery vans that had been carried up to 2,000 feet inland and nearly 650 feet above sea level on Santiago Island, 34 miles from Fargo. The boulders weigh up to 770 tons, matched marine-type rocks ringing the island's shore. So, fucking, back in 73,000 years ago, there was a huge wave that took fucking huge, huge boulders for a long ride.
Yeah.
So, if that shit would happen today...
Sharknado.
Oh, yeah, totally. If that shit would happen today... Imagine how many, I mean, buildings in coastal cities would just be fucking, it would be massive population decrease right there.
Yeah, and most
800-foot high tsunami.
Yeah, it's a big fucker, dude.
And so anyway, this came from a guy over at
Columbia University.
So it's not just a conspiracy, it's a theory.
Yeah, but how do they know? I don't know, man.
It's just like Yellowstone. It's just like Yellowstone. Oh, because they found the rocks that matched that coastal
outlying, where they shouldn't have been.
38 miles away. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But, you know, whatever. That's that. What do you say we go on to the Florida Man and wrap this bitch up?
Yeah.
All right.
I can do this.
You're listening to Smack Mouth Podcast.
Dumb Florida bitches.
Dumb Florida fucking people. Got to do this every time we wrap it up with just one particular stupid motherfucker from Florida, because there are so many to choose from.
Yeah.
It makes life easier.
We could make a whole separate podcast about shit that happens in Florida.
I mean, seriously, most of these stupid news sites we visit, the shit's coming from Florida.
You brought it up earlier about the guy that ripped his woman's intestines out.
Through her ass and through her vagina.
Looking for this story, I found a woman who stabbed her husband or her boyfriend multiple times for the same reason.
The reason being that he uttered or she uttered the wrong name.
Yeah, he uttered the wrong person's name.
It was him. Okay.
Yeah. You guys, know who you're fucking. For real.
Really? Like, why you be humping people and saying the wrong name?
So, this is Fort Myers, Florida. Woman complains to 911 she was shorted in a drug deal.
Say what?
Woman complains to 911 she was shorted in a drug deal.
That sounds bright.
So, I can read this story to you, or I can play the video, because we know the video is going to say the same thing.
Yeah, okay, let's play the video.
You want to play the video?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Never mind. I'm going to read it.
We got a video ad or something.
Yeah.
Fucking ads.
Fort Myers, Florida. A drug deal gone bad turned out even worse for a Fort Myers woman after she decided to complain to 911 about being shorted. Erin Klitsch, 35, says she was shorted when she tried purchasing $75 worth of marijuana.
What? She got shorted on pot and she called the fucking cops.
But when she didn't get the weed, she decided to call 911 to complain. When police arrived at a home on Lafayette Street, Klitsch was waiting outside, still on the phone with dispatchers. Klitsch told officers the dealer inside took her money. So the dealer was there. Police handcuffed Klitsch and put her in a patrol car for misuse of a 911 call.
What?
Officers later found a bag of pot wedged in the seat. Tom Meck of Fort Myers has heard of people misusing the emergency number, but when he heard this, he couldn't help but chuckle, like the whole world is doing right now at you, you dumb hoe. I've heard of people who have had it stolen and called 911.
Have you really? Oh, is that an article? Yeah. He's heard of people who have reported stolen pot?
Yeah. There's no accounting for the human psyche, I guess, Meck said. Right. Cut it back a little bit. She's smoking a little bit too much. That's pretty ridiculous. That's pretty smart of her. Why did they just put that?
I don't know.
If Klitsch wouldn't have called the emergency line, it's likely she could have avoided the charges, duh.
Oh, yeah.
Instead, Klitsch was jailed with two misdemeanors, one for the misuse of 911 and the other for possession. How'd they get it for possession? She never got it.
Yeah, she got it. They found it wedged in the cop car.
Oh.
So she
paid for
$75.
She probably got like $50 worth.
Yeah. She got herself a fitty bag instead of what she wanted, and then she got pissed off because she got shorted.
I'm a con 911. You show to me.
You motherfucker, I'll show you. I'm going to show you.
Uh-uh.
Hey, hit us up. We're going to wrap this shit up. Hit us up on YouTube. YouTube.com/SmackMouthPodcast. We will be posting new videos every week, of course.
Twitter.com/SmackMouthPod.
Facebook.com/SmackMouth. You can friend request me. I'm Mickey Mouth.
Yeah, we follow back on Twitter, if you didn't already say that, I think.
I didn't know now, but...
We are on SoundCloud and Podomatic. You can just search for Smack Mouth Podcast.
Yeah, and we always like to have a good time. Next week, we're going to try to get a guest in here, amp it up a little bit. We're going to get Big Black Cotton. Yeah. Cotton's in here. He's, you know, he likes to hang out with us white niggas.
I wish that hadn't fallen through for this week. But smackmouthpodcast@gmail.com. Drop us a line.
Yeah, we had a guest lined up. Cotton was supposed to be here, but he ran into some bullshit he had to go and take care of back in Atlanta. So
such is life.
It is life.
So does he? He's still in Macon though, right? He just works out of Atlanta sometimes.
No, he works. I mean, he lives in Atlanta and works down here.
Oh, I did not know that.
He's got a couple of jobs. I mean, he does a couple things in Atlanta too. He just does radio promoting shit here on the weekends.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully we'll get him in here next week. And maybe we can do it Saturday if we're free.
Hopefully. I think I have to work Saturday, but we might can do it later.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe. We'll see what he's up to. We'll plan it out.
I'm at the behest of like my girlfriend and my job.
Gotcha. All right. So. Well, that's that. We'll talk to you again next week. All right.
Yeah, man. Episode 8 is in the bag.
Right on. So.